You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Now, more than 70% of South Africans have endured stress levels that make them feel incapable of coping with life's demands. This is according to the Ipsos World Mental Health Survey, which ranks South Africa among the highest globally in mental health disorders. To look into this and the issue of stress and depression, we're joined on the line by the South African Depression and Anxiety Group's Development Manager, Fatima Siddat. A very good morning to you, Ms. Siddat, and welcome.
Good morning, and thank you for having us on your show today.
It's a disturbing trend. So why do societies across the world, and in particular South Africa, continue to grapple with the complexities of mental health and well-being?
You know, we're going through such uncertain times, particularly in South Africa. Our political landscape doesn't seem to be stable. We're going through a lot of, load shedding, a lot of financial distress. There's a lot of trauma that's happening in our communities through crime and gender-based violence, all loss and grief as well. And all of this has an impact on our mental health and well-being. And as we're struggling, we're not reaching out for help. And sometimes that impact has a huge, It has a huge impact on our day-to-day well-being and how we cope with different things. And people are struggling.
Let's talk about that and unpack that a little bit further, especially about stress and depression in our daily lives. What is that impact and how do people overcome it?
Look, as people, we go through all of this difficulty and we try and be resilient and we try and keep going because in most cases, we may be someone that's providing, support to the entire family, or it could be that people are more dependent on us. And through that, we just keep going and we keep going and we keep trying. And instead of just taking a step back and looking at us and our mental well-being and seeking assistance, some of us aren't seeking assistance because we can't afford it, and some of us just want to keep going. So there's a lot of things that come into play, and one of the biggest things that's happening to us now is that there is, people are going through financial problems. They aren't able to afford proper treatment. And because of that, they seek it in public health care. But because of the lack of resources in public health care, people struggle to get the help, and then they just, not go out and get the help thereafter.
But talking about help, the UNICEF report revealed that 60% of young South Africans have sought mental health assistance within the last year alone. What does this tell us, and is that an encouraging sign?
It is. I think post-COVID, people are more aware of their mental health and well-being. And through SADC call center alone, we've noticed we were receiving about 800 calls per day before COVID hit us. Currently, we are reaching over 2,500 to 3,000 calls every single day. And if you look at that alone as a marker, you can see we are struggling. We are more aware of our struggles, so that makes it more easier for us to then say, okay, wait, hang on, I'm going through something. There is an easy resource, and that said, if something's easily accessible, people reach out faster, and people have been calling our call center. So we've seen a variety of issues over our call center all the time. But, people are going through the most.
So how is SADC providing that assistance in this respect? Because now at least they're calling into the call center, right? So what happens next?
So basically, if someone calls our call center, there's a counselor on the other side waiting to help you and support you and take you through, you know, just basic counseling. Then they contain the situation and they give you self-help tips. And thereafter, we do refer on to face-to-face counseling. If people can afford it, they will go to private sector. If not, we try and find, you know, public health care that have psychiatric facilities. And if you look at, again, the number or the ratio between a psychiatrist or a psychologist to individuals in South Africa, you're looking at one psychiatrist to 100,000 people and three psychologists to 100,000 people again. So it's very thin, and our resources aren't that well equipped. But through just having telephonic counseling, sometimes people do feel better. And if you know, if the situation that the person's presenting with is quite severe, we do follow-up calls, and we make sure that the person on the other side is okay after a day or two as well.
Mm-hmm. So the stressing, 70% of South Africans have endured those stress levels that make them feel incapable of coping with life demands. How do they get hold of SADAG in order for them to be assisted?
SADAG has various ways of contacting us. So we have our 24-hour toll-free helpline. We have 825 WhatsApp helplines and SMS helplines. We have email addresses. So if you do feel like you are in need of help, SADAG is there. Our toll-free number is 0800-567-567. And our website is www.sadag.org. We also on social media, always sharing helpful tips on, you know, just self-care, on how to cope with different things. Reach out to us. Go and visit our website. There's a lot of information out there, informational brochures and handouts. There are resources to, and you know, we try our best to help as many people as we can. All we need to do is reach out.
Thank you so much for your time. That was the South African Depression and Anxiety Group's Development Manager, Fatima Siddad.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.